Seven things to do before bedtime.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled. Oh, I am absolutely excited. This is what I'm here to do. I'm put on this earth to bring you this daily personal empowerment Law of Attraction podcast. I don't care whether it's your business, your career, your health, your relationship. We are here for you. We're excited about it. And you know what we're really excited about? Helping you empower your life and take your life to the next level. I want you to keep this in mind. I want you to think about this for a moment. We operate, for the most part, in alpha state. I mean, that's where we set our goals and do our daily business, our daily activities. But we have our counter intentions, our roadblocks in the theta state. In other words, deep, deep, deep into the back of the subconscious mind exists roadblocks. It exists fears, doubts, nightmares, anxieties. And this is what we end up attracting because it's very powerful. It's very deep. It's rooted in the very core of our subconscious thinking. And it permeates. It permeates our energy field. It permeates our personality. It permeates what we attract. It literally tinctures and colors our belief systems in a negative way. Now, there are good things and good beliefs at the theta level as well. But I'm talking about the negative ones. I'm talking about the limiting ones. You know, if you're working to power up your life, to juice up your life to the next level, if you're looking to take your annual income and make it your new monthly income, if you're looking to have an incredible marriage and relationship, if you're looking to advance your career or your health, your vitality, your energy, then you need to clear away these negative beliefs that are buried deep at the theta level within the subconscious mind. This is exactly what Rachel and I do once a month on the full moon. But July is very special. July 8th, full moon, clearing and healing. We're going to help you clear away your limiting beliefs, your fears, your doubts, your negative energy. We're going to help you remove them once and for all. And on top of that, if you need healing energy, positive, uplifting healing energy, we're going to share that with you as well. And we do this as our way of paying it forward, as our way of sharing with the community. So there's no cost or obligation. You simply register. We'll send you reminders where to go, how to sign up. Pretty simple. And then we'll see you online on the full moon. And we're going to do it at three different times. So No matter what time zone you're in, we're going to be able to service you and help you. It lasts about an hour. I mean, imagine 1 hour a month is all you're investing, and it's free to receive clearing and healing. We're happy to do it. So visit our website, clearingandhealing.com. That's clearingandhealing.com, and be certain to register today because we limit the number of seats available, so to speak.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, here we go. We're going to talk about seven things that I think are important to do before bedtime. Number one, set micro goals. Every day you need to have little goals that you want to accomplish the next day. What are those micro goals? Okay, I think there should be three that you must accomplish each day, but maybe there's more. Maybe there's four or five. Write them down. You can just put them on a 3x5 card. You can put them in your iPhone. Whatever works for you. I think it's important to write them down somewhere so that you have a visual record. Now, in our office, we have a blackboard, and we put down our micro goals on that blackboard almost every day because we want to both be on the same page. We want to be reminded of what our goals are, where we're going, what we need to accomplish. Those micro goals are important. But you need to know what they are the night before you go to bed. Number two, practice some form of creative visualization before you fall asleep. I don't care what method you use. You need to visualize the outcomes you desire in your life. This is part of getting your picture, your message into your subconscious mind and into that theta level. Okay? And so it's important to do it regularly every night. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. It's not a big deal. You're visualizing the outcomes that you intend to manifest. 2 minutes. 2 minutes with gratitude. Every day and every night. I like nighttime because you can go back through the day and say, hey, I'm really grateful that I met this person. I'm really grateful that we got this accomplished today. I'm really grateful for the new client that just hired us. I'm really grateful that we set up a trip and we got that worked out. So you can go through all the things that you're grateful of, and guess what? Guess what? The universe says, aha! Well, I don't know if the universe says aha, but the universe says, I see. That's what you want more of. That's what you're feeling. That's what you're putting out. I'll send you more of that stuff. What you are grateful for, every single night, you will tend to attract more of it the next day. If you want to know how to attract more of what you truly desire, be grateful the night before. It's that simple. Next, clean your kitchen and any other areas around your house and plan your breakfast. What are you going to do for breakfast? You don't want to get up and go, oh, gee, what are we having for breakfast? You need to know, okay, I'm having a shake and a hard-boiled egg today, or I'm having this and this and this, and it's prepared the night before so that you don't have to do it in the morning, so that you can get up, make yourself a cup of tea or have some apple cider vinegar or whatever it is that you're into. And your breakfast is right there if you choose to eat breakfast. Now, if you're practicing intermittent fasting, maybe you'll have that planned for around noon or 1 o'clock. But either way, have it planned the night before. Make certain when you get up, you're ready to rock and roll, the kitchen is clean, and you're ready to start your day off on the right foot. Well, go to bed at the same time is important. You know, I understand, look, I understand that if you are an entrepreneur, if you're self-employed, you're going to be involved in projects. And those projects sometimes are going to run late into the night. But in general, try to set a regular bedtime. And you're training your body, but you're also ensuring that you get enough sleep to renew the cells in your body and your brain and start the next day off absolutely fresh and clear. Plan your wardrobe the night before. Yeah, don't get up in the morning and go, what am I going to wear today? Do that the night before. Now, I was impressed by something that President Obama said a while back ago. He said he used to have a lot of suits when he came into the White House, and he limited his suits to about three colors and about three or four color ties. And he said, so it was so easy, it just took a decision away from him. He didn't have to sit there and think about what suit to wear. Am I wearing the gray one or the black one or the blue one? That was it. Three different colors. I've done the same thing. I like Nike apparel. So for most of the day, I'm in Nike apparel because it's comfortable to me. I like the way it feels. I like the way it looks. So when I see a new color come out in a Nike golf shirt, I'm there buying it because it makes it easy for me. So the only thing I have to worry about is the color. I get up, you know, in the morning. I've already laid out my clothing. I'm going with a white shirt today and black pants. Simple, okay? You find out what works for you, but set it out the night before. As you're falling asleep, talk to your subconscious mind as if it were your friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hey, Robert, you're doing wonderful. We've had a wonderful day today. You know, you're attracting some amazing things, Robert, into your life. I'm just really proud that both of us are doing wonderful. My subconscious and my conscious mind, we're on the same page. We're not fighting with each other. You know? And you're just talking to yourself. You're talking to your subconscious mind. And maybe you're talking about some of the things that you desire, some of the obstacles that you'd like help with in overcoming. You know, we all have obstacles. You know, we're trying to get some financing put together. And perhaps in the coming days, you can help me with some positive, optimistic beliefs on financing. And maybe even attract some opportunities for me in some different venues that I hadn't looked at before. Okay, well, hey, I appreciate all the good work you're doing. I'm going to go to bed now. You have a great night, too. Okay, you talk to yourself. Great people talk. You know, they always say nuts talk to themselves. Well, nuts do, but so do great people. Great people are always talking to themselves. If you don't want to call yourself Robert or use your first name, well, you can call yourself Robert if you want. That's fine. I mean, you're really messed up then. But unless your name is Robert. If you don't want to use your name, you don't have to. But just talk to yourself. Thank yourself for the good work. And throw out some suggestions in some areas that you'd like some help. Okay, there's nothing you can't manifest. You deserve, absolutely deserve to have the money you desire and the love you crave and the health you depend upon. Now, I have a bonus for you. This is a huge bonus. It pays off in big, big dividends. It works. I mean, it seriously works. It's a 3-minute nightly manifesting ritual. 3 minutes. That's it. If you do this 3-minute nightly manifesting ritual for 7 days, just 7 days, you will notice massive, massive change. and your manifestation action. I mean, you're just going to start manifesting more of what you truly desire. It's going to become easier for you. I love this manifestation ritual. I don't do it every night, but we do it regularly. And it's nice to do it like 7 nights in a row, and then you can lay off for a while and then do it another 7 nights in a row, particularly when you want to manifest something big, when you want something special to happen. Okay, the nightly manifesting ritual is available for you on my YouTube channel, Law of Attraction Solutions. Just go to YouTube. I think we call it the 3-minute manifesting ritual. Watch it, learn it, do it. It's big. It works. It's real. Okay. Be certain to go to www.clearingandhealing.com and register for the free clearing and healing on July 8th, the full moon. Thank you so much for listening. You're special. Rachel and I both absolutely love you, and we love the letters that you are sending us. They just make us feel good that we're actually able to help you in some area of your life. It's a wonderful feeling. Thank you so much. You have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.